Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Coder Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Today is a very powerful day. It is November 11th, and throughout the world, people are gathering together and joining together in consciousness through meditations to add to the light of the world. 1111 is a number, a sacred geometry, that resonates within the divinity of our hearts. This facet of sacred geometry reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine, a path that we are all moving toward through our earthly experience. Every year, lightworkers take advantage of this day by having global meditations and positive activities of light. Today, we're going to join this activity of light as we focus our attention on some wonderful information that's pouring forth from the realms of truth. Remember, we are co-creators with our Father, Mother, God, and we have the ability to empower our goals with our divine intentions in more powerful ways than we have been able to experience in the past. Things are changing now, and you and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world as we become aware of our ability to co-create new patterns of perfection through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. We are all one with humanity and all life on this planet, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child. No matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul, and then we need to invoke their I Am presence, their own divinity, and the light of God to intervene on their behalf. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open. There is another universal law that states the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am presence in the company of heaven cannot intervene in our earthly situations without being asked to do so. That means that even if a person abiding in this physical plane does not comprehend these universal laws, since we are all one, someone else who is abiding in this physical plane can invoke assistance from on high in that person's behalf. In many instances, it may have been years since the I Am presence or the company of heaven has been asked to assist that person. Consequently, he or she may have suffered unnecessarily or perpetuated chaos in the world without knowing that the company of heaven was standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help them out of their particular situation. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with that person's divine plan and their highest good for all concerned, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. During this hour today, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. And we're going to join in consciousness with the millions of light workers all over the world who are celebrating November 11th, 1111. Together we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. This is a time of new beginnings. This is a new day for America and a new day for planet Earth. Please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of lightworkers all over the world. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every other man, woman, and child on this planet. Now with one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are transformed into a powerful force of light. During our time together today, in one pointed consciousness, and with our divine intentions, we will invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from the company of heaven and our own I Am presence. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. I would like to begin our time together with a meditation. In truth, we are one with all life, and as we are lifted up, all life is lifted up with us. This means that with our divine intentions, we actually have the ability to be one with all humanity and to lift up every facet of life. As we invoke the light of God into our own lives through our I Am presence, we can simply ask that the I Am presence of every evolving soul on earth blaze through their lives as well and add to the light of their life experiences. The I Am presence of each soul will only work toward the highest good for that person. So by invoking that assistance, we are not interfering with any of their learning experiences. This influx of light will always occur within the embrace of the highest good for all concerned. Now, as we begin this meditation, please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Breathe in deeply and gently close your eyes. I will lead you through this meditation, and I will state it in the first person so that we will all experience this activity of light very individually and personally. But know that simultaneously we are invoking this light on behalf of all life evolving on this planet. The title of this meditation, this invocation, is called I Am One with All Life. Breathing in deeply now. I am going within to the deepest recesses of my heart, the secret place of the Most High Living God. There I kneel before the altar of love and surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my I Am presence, my true God reality. My I Am presence now takes full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Through this activity, I am lifted up in consciousness, and I now stand before the very light of God. The divine power from my Father, Mother, God fills every fiber of my being, and it expands into my heart and mind as it lifts me in consciousness into the realms of illumined truth. From this level of divine consciousness, I clearly know and understand that whatever I am thinking, feeling, saying, or doing, I am empowering, co-creating, and magnetizing into my life. From this moment forth, I dedicate my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to empowering and co-creating only the highest good for myself and for all life evolving on this blessed planet. I begin with me, but I know that simultaneously, this very moment, I am serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. For I know now, through all levels of divine consciousness, that we are all one, and as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. I invoke the entire company of heaven to come forth now. Blessed ones, please assist me in this holy endeavor and empower my affirmations and my visualizations on this sacred and holy day as I join in consciousness with light workers all over the world who are focusing on the light of God. Expand our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold on behalf of all life on this sweet earth. I now remember who I am, and I love and respect myself as beloved child of God. I am enveloped in the invincible protection of God's glorious light and divine love. As I sojourn through my earthly experiences, I am manifesting limitless physical perfection in my earthly bodies. I am vibrantly healthy, eternally youthful, and radiantly beautiful. I am filled with divine love, and I am co-creating wonderful, loving relationships in every avenue of my life. I am continually receiving the limitless flow of God's abundance, and I am financially free. I am fulfilling my divine purpose, and therefore I am financially and creatively rewarded in my job. I am an exponent and an example of divine family life, including my place in the family of humanity. I am reaching my divine potential as a son or daughter, as a wife or husband, as a mother or father, a grandmother or grandfather. I am reaching my divine potential as a woman or man, as a human being, a friend, a relative, a co-worker, a teacher, a steward of the earth, a wayshower, a light worker, and a co-creator of heaven on earth. I am an open door for the infinite light of God's eternal peace, God's divine love, truth, wisdom, enlightenment, harmony, and joy. I am a living example of divine trust, integrity, honesty, tolerance, acceptance, and reverence for all life. I am able to listen, understand, and communicate openly and honestly with every evolving soul. I am effortlessly ascending into the divine heart and mind of God with every holy breath I take. Within the causal body of God, I am tapping into the divine guidance and the viable solutions that will assist me in fulfilling my divine plan and my purpose and reason for being. I am the physical manifestation of the sacred flames of transfiguring divine love, healing through the power of limitless transmutation. I am the sacred flames of the immaculate concept of all life, the flames of compassion, forgiveness, eternal peace, ministering grace, and every other divine attribute of God. From moment to moment, I am open and receptive to the divine guidance of my I Am Presence and the assistance of the legions of light in the realms of illumined truth. I easily communicate with these beings of light through open heart and mind telepathic communication. I am one with all life, and I communicate openly with the angelic and the elemental kingdoms as well. I am daily and hourly fulfilling the immaculate concept of my divine plan and the divine plan for beloved Mother Earth. With deep love and appreciation for my gift of life, the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God are now perpetually manifesting on earth through me. Now, with every thought, word, action, and feeling, I consecrate my life and the lives of all humanity to expanding the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. I now accept and know that these patterns of perfection from the causal body of God are victoriously manifesting on earth through me and through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of all humanity under the direction of their mighty I Am presence. And so it is. I am that I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. And as I exhale, I gently open my eyes and begin breathing normally. As I listen to these following words, I just relax and allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The light of God is increasing on earth. This is due to myriad activities of light that have been co-created over the years through the unified efforts of embodied light workers and the Company of Heaven. This influx of light is now causing an awakening to take place within the hearts and minds of people everywhere. These awakening souls are beginning to ask the questions, who am I and why am I here? In response to this heartfelt inquiry, the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have come through the veil to meet us halfway. This unprecedented divine intervention is flooding the mental and emotional strata of earth with sacred knowledge that is designed to assist humanity through these glorious but very difficult times. The divine intent of this assistance from on high is to provide the wisdom and the necessary tools that will help every person on the planet discover the answers that they are seeking. Our God selves have guided us through the learning experiences that we need in this lifetime to fulfill our divine plans. Our beliefs are sacred, and we are all in our right and perfect place. The information pouring forth from the realms of illumined truth is not intended to dispute our present belief systems or to tell us that what we believe is wrong. It is being given at this time to enhance what we already know and to give us greater clarity, understanding, and encouragement. As we allow the truth of this information to resonate in the deepest recesses of our hearts, the distortions that are within our belief systems that have been preventing us from reaching our highest potential will be exposed in this light of truth. When this occurs, we will be able to recognize viable solutions to the maladies that are existing in our individual lives and in the collective lives of humanity on this planet. As you hear me say over and over again, we are one. The words "we are one" have reverberated through the hearts and minds of humanity in one way or another since the beginning of time. As we observe the events taking place all over the world, we begin to understand more than ever before that these words are not just a lofty platitude or a sweet cliche, even though our human egos have often perceived them as such. The words "we are one" proclaim a profound truth. From the time we were first breathed into manifestation as individualized sons and daughters of God, it has never been more imperative that we grasp the full magnitude of this profound truth. Daily and hourly, we witness myriad atrocities appearing on the screen of life. It seems as though in every conceivable corner of the world, people are inflicting pain, suffering, injustice, and even death on their fellow human beings. The only way that behavior could possibly make any sense at all or be justified in anyone's mind is because of their ignorance of the reality that we are all one. To inflict harm on another human being is totally and completely ludicrous in the face of that profound truth. It is self-destructive and suicidal. It is unconscionable and uncivilized to harm any part of life. During the unprecedented influx of light that is taking place on Earth at this time, our problems seem as though they are being exacerbated. This is occurring for a very specific reason. Let's look at the bigger picture for a moment so that we can get a clearer perspective of what is actually happening on this planet. Once again, ask the divinity pulsating within your heart, your I Am presence, to take full command of your conscious mind. Allow these words to awaken within you the inner knowing and the remembrance of who you are and your oneness with all life. When this truth awakens within your heart flame, you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are not a fragmented, fear-based aspect of your personality known as the human ego. You are an empowered and deeply loved child of God. In truth, you are a magnificent, multifaceted, multidimensional reflection of our Father, Mother, God. And all that our beloved God parents have is yours. You are a radiant sun, expressing all of the various frequencies of divinity pulsating in the causal body of God. You are actually a god or a goddess, participating in the greatest leap of consciousness ever experienced in any system of worlds. You are a powerful instrument of God, and together with lightworkers all over the world, you are co-creating a new octave of godhood. Your light is now expanding the infinite body of God without measure, and you are lifting every particle of life ever breathed forth from the core of creation into the dawn of a new cosmic day. You may not realize this truth just yet, but you are a wondrous gift to this planet, and all life evolving here is blessed by your presence. Now, from this level of understanding, let us proceed. What we call God is the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, and all-encompassing luminous presence of divinity that envelops all life everywhere. This includes every facet of life, every atom, every atomic and subatomic particle of wave evolving in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, throughout the whole of creation. In other words, God is all that is. What that means, both literally and tangibly, is that everything that exists in the whole of creation is a cell in the body of God. Knowing that, we can then understand that all life forms pulsate as one unified force field in the body of God. With that knowing, we understand that what affects one part of life affects all life. What affects one cell in the body of God affects all of the cells in the body of God. In divine truth, all life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. This is the reality of our oneness. This means that every single thing we do, every thought, word, action, or feeling we express, affects the whole body of God. Every thought, word, action, or feeling we have changes the dynamics of the entire universe, depending on how we have qualified it with our emotions at that time. There is no such thing as neutral energy. At any given moment, depending on our frame of mind and our emotional state, we are either adding to the light of the world or adding to the shadows. Just think about that for a moment. How is that for an awesome responsibility? So why do things seem to be getting worse day by day? Because the light of God is increasing on earth. This is very important for us to really understand this phenomenon, so that we will be able to see the bigger picture and not allow ourselves to be overwhelmed with feelings of fear or hopelessness as we observe the events taking place on this planet. As the light of God flows into the physical plane through humanity's newly awakened hearts and minds, it actually pierces into the spark of divinity that pulsates within the core of purity in every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life evolving on Earth. As the light penetrates into the divine spark in every electron of life, it activates the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint that is encoded there. The immaculate concept for any of God's creation is the blueprint for that expression of life's full divine potential. The reactivation of the immaculate concept is happening within all life on this planet at this time. This is true whether we are talking about the divine potential within a person, a place, a condition, or a thing, or whether we are referring to the human kingdom, which we belong to, the elemental kingdom, which controls the nature of the earth, the air, the water, and the fire, the animals and plants, and the entire nature kingdom, or the angelic kingdom, which we are very aware of. No matter how distorted or mutated a life form is, at its very core still pulsates the spark of divinity and the immaculate concept of its original divine potential. Without that, no life form can survive. In other words, even within the most depraved or degenerate soul, there still blazes a spark of divinity with all of that soul's divine potential contained within it. If that were not the case, that soul could not exist. This is a vitally important point for us to comprehend, because once we really grasp this truth, it will change the way we look at life and how we feel about people in general. Every atomic and subatomic particle of life and wave in the whole of creation pulsates in the body of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is. Since we are all one, what affects one facet of life affects all life. Every thought, word, action, or feeling we express is either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. We need to look at the bigger picture, and when we do, we will see very clearly that there is no such thing as us and them. We are all in this together. There is no separation. All life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. So we need to stop looking through our eyes of separation and fear at each other. Instead, we should recognize and revel and acknowledge our oneness and take actions from that perspective. Once again, no matter how distorted or mutated a life form has become, at its very core still pulsates the spark of divinity and the full divine potential contained within it. Without that, no life form can survive. In other words, even within the most depraved or degenerate soul, the spark of divinity, the full divine potential, still exists. We can't repeat that concept enough. We need to grasp it through the full level of our understanding. Likewise, within the core of every negative situation or manifestation on earth, the original divine potential of that life form still pulsates. That means that within every electron of poverty still pulsates the potential of God's infinite abundance. Within every electron of disease still pulsates the divine potential for vibrant health. Within every electron of war still pulsates the potential of eternal peace. Within every electron of hate still pulsates the potential of God's infinite love. What is happening on the planet now is that the light of God is flowing into the earth at an accelerated pace as humanity awakens and draws more light through our heart flames. This influx of light is activating the immaculate concept of the original divine potential within each of us. This phenomenon is then pushing every frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that conflicts with our highest divine potential to the surface to be transmuted and healed. The reason things look so dire at this time is because it is very easy for us to witness the negativity that is being pushed to the surface all over the world. But what we cannot see as easily is the incredible light that is pushing it to the surface. Therefore, from our limited perspective, it looks like things are getting worse. But that is an illusion, and nothing could be farther from the truth. In August of this year, the patterns of perfection for the new earth were securely anchored through the heart flames of humanity onto a fluid field of unmanifest divine potential, awaiting the physical manifestation in the physical plane of earth. As these frequencies, which include the patterns of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance, begin to tangibly manifest in the world of form, everything that conflicts with that divine protection begins to surface and crumble away. We witness this now taking place in the global economy. The infinite abundance of God, that really includes the balance and the abundance in every life experience, cannot be held as long as the negativity of greed and selfishness is predominant on the planet. These obsolete archetypes are crumbling away, paving the way for the new patterns of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance. We are witnessing that all over the planet. These archetypes were anchored in August, and by the middle of September, even though this process was being prepared and in the works for a while, the light came in effectively enough to catapult this clearing to the surface. I assure you our Father, Mother, God would not be allowing this intensified cleansing to take place at this pace if it was going to cause more harm than good. As the frequencies of energy that conflict with the light of God surface in each of our lives, individually and collectively, we respond to them in various and sundry ways. For example, the frequencies being pushed to the surface that conflict with divine love are hatred, fear, jealousy, resentment, low self-esteem, envy, intolerance, prejudice, greed, selfishness, indifference, lack of compassion, disrespect, and myriad other emotions that reflect a lack of reverence for life. If we just look at that one aspect of our divine potential and observe the negative effects of the energies that are being pushed to the surface that conflict with divine love, we will clearly see why things seem so bleak on the earth at this time. As these negative patterns surface, people who don't understand about the oneness of life are latching on to these distorted patterns that they are familiar with, and they're acting them out in their daily lives. That is why we are seeing a tremendous increase in hate crimes, ethnic cleansing, war, prejudice, intolerance, corruption, discrimination, road rage, physical abuse, dysfunctional families, violence, shooting, drug abuse, abuse of the earth, and all manner of disharmony and imbalance. From outer appearance, it sometimes looks as though the world has gone amok. That is why this time was referred to in the Bible as the time of screaming and gnashing of the teeth. It is certainly not the intent of our Father, Mother, God for the increased influx of light to take us down the tubes. In fact, if there was even the slightest potential of that happening, the present level of cleansing would not be occurring. But the wonderful thing for us to recognize is that simultaneously, the light of God is increasing on earth. All of us have been preparing for eons of time to assist during this unique moment on earth. Our responsibility of light as light workers is to daily and hourly use our creative faculties of thought and feeling to add to the light of the world. With every thought, word, action, and feeling we express during the day, we should ask ourselves, in this moment, am I adding to the light of the world or the shadows? If we are not adding to the light of the world, we need to say to ourselves, how can I change the way I am thinking, feeling, or acting in this particular situation in order to add to the light of the world? How can I react to or resolve this problem in a positive, constructive way? By quieting ourselves, taking a deep breath, and asking our I Am presence for guidance, we will begin to perceive other ways to respond. Then we can go into action and deliberately do whatever is necessary to improve the way we are handling the situation. We do not always have control over the things that are happening in our lives or on the planet, but we do have absolute control over how we allow them to affect us and how we respond to them. Once we have mastered this ability, which is actually not too difficult with consistent practice, we can share what we have learned with our families, our loved ones, and the people in our spheres of influence. This does not mean judging people or getting on our soapbox or preaching to them, but it does mean giving people a drink from our cup of knowledge, once they have asked, and indicated that they are ready to receive it. The effects of our experiences and our sharing will be exponential. Step by step, as we focus on the light and the immaculate concept of the patterns of perfection for the new earth, while transmuting all that is surfacing that is not of the light, we will educate the masses of humanity and help people to remember the oneness of all life. Through this process, people will learn that when we hate anyone, it is the same as hating ourselves. When we are prejudiced or discriminate against someone because of the color of his or her skin, or their religion, nationality, culture, gender, lifestyle, or their economic or social status, it is the same as hating ourselves. All of the cells in the body of God have unique gifts, purposes, and reasons for being, just like the cells of our own bodies. There is a reason for our uniqueness. There is a reason for our diversities and our different cultures and religions. We have a multitude of cells in our physical bodies that serve various functions, all for the good of the whole. To say that we hate people because they are different than we are in any way is like saying, I'm a lung cell and I like lungs, cells and everyone that is a lung cell, but I hate stomach cells and heart cells because they're different than I am. The lungs cannot survive without the stomach and the heart. They need to function in harmony with each other in order for the whole body to be vibrant and healthy. All cells are important. Their diversity is vital and necessary. Can you envision what a different world this will be when we really comprehend the magnitude of the profound truth that we are all one, serving our individual purpose in the all-encompassing body of God? That we are all vital and necessary for the harmonious function of the entire body of God. that harming another part of life is like shooting ourselves in the foot. That only when all of us are loved and cared for and nurtured and valued will any of us be truly happy, fulfilled, and living at peace on this blessed planet. This is a new day on planet Earth, and we in the United States of America have just experienced a miraculous election. Regardless of what candidate we voted for, now it is time for us to join in consciousness with the hope-filled vision of the potential, the divine intentions that we are all working toward for this blessed country, and then exponentially expanding out to the entire planet. For the first time ever, the entire world was focused on these elections. There were literally billions of souls on this planet holding the vision, the compassion, and the mercy for the highest good to manifest in the United States of America. Now that we have elected Barack Obama, his vision of unification, his vision of equality, of love, and of humanity coming together as one heartbeat, one breath, one energy, vibration, and consciousness, working toward the highest good for all concerned, is a divine intention that we have the ability to tangibly manifest. I'd like to share with you an article that's called A Vision of a New World that was given to a friend of mine, Aluna Joy, by the Ascended Masters of Light, with the founding creators of the New World. Aluna Joy is a powerful light worker that has worked for a long time on this planet, and her monthly newsletter is available for anyone to participate in. You can order this over an email. Her email address is newsletter@alunajoy.com. That's alunajoy.com. This is a quote from her article from November 5th, 2008, the day after the elections. This again is from the Ascended Masters of Light. And I quote, "When the new world was proclaimed found so many centuries ago, it was not this land that was so important. It was a vision of a new world. This new world began to manifest as the United States, and the vision began to anchor unity in the diversities of the planet. It was to be a union and harmonization of the states of consciousness on this planet. It was a vision of a matrix of light between all living beings. A team of ascended masters and a legion of light beings were present at the birth of this nation of states. They began the process of anchoring the divine vision. There was a pervading sense of hope and innocence. They created a powerful plan for manifesting a new world. Once the vision began to manifest on the earth, challenges followed. The vision began to tarnish because the vision was placed in the hands of humankind that was still very much asleep. The horrific events that followed at first did not seem that they were in alignment with the original vision. A succession of events created a cloud over this land that blocked the light of the true vision of unity. The ones who were already living in the land, called the New World, were nearly destroyed. Others from other places on the earth were imported as slaves to build this new world. Sacred documents drafted for this new land still held a substantial amount of the original vision. Yet wars, slavery, prejudice, and shocking assassinations tarnished its light. In recent years, those now living can still remember Pearl Harbor and the following response in Hiroshima. the assassination of great leaders, and the infamous date of 9/11, and how these events tarnished the innocence of this divine union. The cloud grew so dark and thick that you could barely see the light of this vision anymore. Your voices were gagged, and your truth was put in shackles. You felt trapped, respect of one's land and country dimmed beyond recognition. Yet you could not speak about it. The collective shame and building country karma were unbearable burdens to bear. It was a numbing darkness. But we recently said that the year 2008 would be the year that paradise would return to earth. By your tenacity and conviction to that thread of light inside of you, and your conviction to the vision, you have pushed the envelope of time to manifesting the original vision of the new world by 4 years. Today, you stood up and took back the light. You may not have recognized the connection of recent events, nor even remembered the vision, but you acted from your hearts once again. The heart never forgets the light or the vision that was placed there in a divine order. You are celebrating in the streets as the light returns, not only in the new world celebrating, but the entire planet with it. The evidence is clear with the election of a new leader. But just as that vision of the new world was not about the land, but a new union, this leader is not about the color of the skin, but the quality of the light. This one is a living bridge between races. Your action to take back the light and speak your truth once again has allowed this new leader, who carries a great piece of the vision, to go to a place where you can, as a union of state of diverse consciousness, finally manifest the vision of a new world. Peace, harmony, and light of this planet are returning. The shackles have broken away. The stains on this new land and the hearts of the people have been washed clean. The dark cloud is lifting. Bows of multicolored light are encircling the sun. We are no longer separated by color of skin, race, religion, culture, social status, or consciousness. You have grown up. You have matured and evolved past those shallow ways of being. You have seen the matrix of light that connects you all. You are a beautiful melting pot of humanity. Your hearts are finally joining as one in this vision of the light. This is a very sacred day for all of you. Hold this day very dear in your hearts with utmost respect, and do not let the events in the future tarnish or darken this vision again. You have survived through the polar opposite of the original vision of light. Now that you know what the vision is not, it is up to you to create together the vision that it is. The path has been cleared for you, one and all. Now it is time for you to take your first step into the new world that you have dreamt and is now manifesting before you. Congratulations. You did it. End of quote. My perception is that it is truly beyond the comprehension of our finite minds as we realize and recognize the wonder of this moment and the exponential expansion of the patterns of perfection for the new earth that are manifesting on the physical plane. As I've mentioned to you before, we have been given a tool, a book of invocations, and 3 CDs associated with it, to help us join together from all over the world in consciousness. And I want to just share that information with you again. We are always one in consciousness, but when we are joining together, invoking the same invocations and decrees and visualizations that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven, no matter when or where we are participating in these unified activities of light, our efforts are amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by the Company of Heaven. We've had a wonderful response from people all over the world who are interested in joining forces together to help each other transform the challenging things that are happening in their individual lives and in the lives of their loved ones. People are enthusiastically using these powerful tools that have been given to us by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The building momentum of the powerful invocations, decrees, visualizations, and meditations contained in this new book titled I Am Co-Creating the New Earth is palpable. People everywhere are using this powerful book and the CDs to select specific invocations that are designed for their specific and particular needs. This allows people to join forces with lightworkers all over the world and to quickly transform the challenging things that are happening in their individual lives. This new book and the 3 CDs that go with it are filled with myriad tools that will help all of us deal with whatever it is that is surfacing in our lives at this time. There are powerful tools to help us with co-creating prosperity, transforming our relationships, improving our health, our spiritual growth, our healing and environment, establishing peace and divine government, and a higher level of consciousness for all humanity, and many, many more wonderful patterns of perfection for the new earth. Know that whatever it is that you specifically want to transform in your life and the lives of your loved ones, your efforts will be amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by the collective efforts of lightworkers all over the world who are using this book of invocations and the 3Ds that accompany it with you. By using the book and the CDs, I Am Co-Creating the New Earth, you will join together in one pointed consciousness with thousands of lightworkers all over the world. And when people all over the world are using the same tools, speaking with one voice, one breath, one heartbeat, one consciousness of pure divine love and the same divine intentions, our collective efforts expand exponentially by the Company of Heaven. This is something that we all know in the depths of our hearts, and something that we've all been trained at inner levels to accomplish during this critical moment in the evolution of this planet. We're making these books, this book and these CDs available at an introductory offer, and the reason I'm mentioning it again today is because there is a reduced rate, $7 off the original price, and it's available just through the 15th of November. So I want you to have that information in case you're interested and have the hard call to participate with this global activity of light. This is a powerful moment on this earth, and I want to thank you with all my heart for joining with us today and for your willingness to be the open door for the light of God. Please join with us next week, and as we join together week by week, we have the ability, and we are specifically adding to the light of the world. I want to thank you for the light you are adding to the world, for the love that you are adding to this planet, and for your very presence in my life. I love you. I am Patricia Cota Robles, and you're listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.